Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch. And in case you can't tell, this is going to be one of those episodes where I'm trying to work through some emotions and feelings that are going on right now. And it just helps me to be able to talk it out. And it might help other people who might have these emotions and not know about how to handle them either. Maybe we can all just help each other. So let me explain the situation. I've been having panic attacks for about 3 or 4 hours right now. And they've all been about different things. I'm near the end of it, I know. I don't like severe weather. I have a whole episode about it if you want to listen to it more in depth, but it's truly, like, since I was little, it was the first sign, we think, that I really had autism, was my intense fear of thunderstorms. But yeah, I'm not going to get too much into that because there is a whole episode, but anyways, I had to drive my fiancé to work. I also work today. We work at the same place, but at different times today. So he was going to go in first, and then I was going to drive back and then drive myself to work. And it's snowing. It's not like the worst snow in the world, but it's not. I don't feel comfortable driving in it. And so we had, luckily, a friend was able to pick him up and take him in early. I've just been sitting here, just counting the hours until I have to go in, looking out the window. And in doing so, I just have had so many panic attacks. I even took my anxiety medication that normally stops it. It hasn't done anything. Weed didn't help me. Like, literally, it's just been a panic attack about me having to go in next. And then the snow stopped being as severe, which was good. I can make it in probably at this point with the weather. However, I've used up all my energy. Everything's gone now. Everything's drained. I'm not going to be able to go to work. I'm not going to be able to handle a 6-hour shift because of all the anxiety I was having and the panic attacks. And so I told my fiancé to tell them, at least I'm not, that's another huge fear of mine. I don't like calling off of work. It makes me very uncomfortable. It makes me scared. It makes me feel like people are going to be mad at me or fire me. So luckily my fiancé was able to tell them that I'm not coming in. But there was a long moment of waiting, panic attacks, but waiting to see what they said about that. So far we have panic attacks about me driving in. And then once I decided it was too gross for me to drive in, the panic attacks then happen about asking not to go in. And then at that point, I'm just having panic attacks because I'm doing what my parents, something my parents were always mean to me about. Whenever I feel like I'm taking advantage of my autism to get out of a situation, I always feel guilty as fuck. I would sometimes just have behaviors that were extreme, and then as soon as what I needed to happen, like the safety, the feeling of safety that I needed to come over me, it stopped. And it gave my parents reason to believe I had control over things. They made me sometimes feel like I was using my autism as an excuse. For things. And you know what? I agree. You can't use autism as an excuse for, like, why you're doing bad things. That's not what you can use it for. But God damn it, if I am burnt out because it's severe weather, which is one of my phobias, plus driving, plus having to work a 6-hour shift, that is a reason to use my autism as an excuse. Because my autism is causing me pain right now. It's causing me a lot of anxiety and fear and pain, and it sucks. It sucks. And I also feel bad that, like, I'm leaving my coworkers in a lurch. That's not fair to them either. This whole situation sucks. And I have confirmation that I don't have to go in. So I don't have to worry about the weather anymore. That part's gone. And that helps a lot. But now I'm just going through the trauma response. Because God forbid, I could just have the autism to deal with. That's hard enough. Fuck, just the autism is hard enough. But all the abuse and all the trauma on top of everything just makes it so fucking hard. It makes it so hard. It's so hard. I remember one time I was in the mental hospital and they asked me why I was there. And I was like, I'm autistic. That's why I'm here. And they were like, no, you're doing behaviors that are causing you to do things. You can't blame it on your autism. And I like looked at them, I couldn't explain it. I couldn't verbalize it. The reason my behavior was so bad was because my autism was stunted. I wasn't allowed to stim or rock or do any self-soothing things that could have possibly helped me. I didn't have a support system, and therefore my behavior was shit. And to sixth grade me, all I could respond was, no, it seems to be the autism. It seems to be me that's causing everybody else to be miserable. And I don't want to have to deal with that trauma response right now at the end of all of these panic attacks. I don't want to have to do it, but I'm doing it because there's no fucking choice. Sorry. I don't know if these are pleasant episodes to listen to. I'd imagine not. I imagine listening to an autistic person have a meltdown isn't very pleasant. It wouldn't be pleasant for me, but that's because it would be too loud and I would feel bad because I know how scary it is. But on the other hand, maybe it helps people. Maybe I can take all of my years of trying to verbalize things and see if it can actually help somebody else first. Okay, should I end it there? I should. I'm normally at the end of them, I feel better. I feel like I'm done having panic attacks, but I don't really feel better. I'm still crying. The trauma responses really get to me, especially the ones that make me feel so tiny, the ones that make me feel so small, the ones that just make me feel like I'm a kid again, and I'm just dealing with the most unfair situation. I am in a war in which I am so thoroughly incapable of fighting against an army of parents and doctors and adults who all think they know what the right thing for me is, even if it means completely destroying me and who I am and the way I need to do things in the fucking process. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Thank you guys for listening. I'm not going to do the shit that I usually say at the end of the episode. If you want to find my social medias or anything like that, just listen to another episode. All right. Thank you guys again. And hopefully I will talk to you next time, not like this. Bye.